Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all-seeing, all-sensing, all-knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, hello there, good evening. What a lovely introduction by my lovely friend, Mr. Nick Stepani there. My name is Sarah May, and you are listening to Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May. I've got quite an exciting evening tonight. I'm quite excited because the reason why I have this show on a Thursday evening solo is because somebody else moved aside to do their own thing so that I could say, can I have that show, please? And I got it, which was absolutely lovely. And I knew it was coming. I won't let you into any secrets, but Spirit did tell me that this was going to happen. Okay, so don't often read for myself, but sometimes when there's changes in my life, I am given indications. And I would like to say the gentleman that I took over from was the wonderful, wonderful Mr. Andrew D. And he left the Mike Spirit FM framework and moved on to do other things. And I bet all of you have been wondering, how's he doing, where is he, and what's he up to? Well, I had a little bit of a chat with Andrew D on Facebook and said, you know, why don't you come on the show? And he said, I'd love to. And hey ho, here we go, Mr. Andrew D.
Hey, hi Sarah, how are you doing? Okay.
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm not bad. Listen, don't believe the rumours. I jumped, I wasn't pushed, okay?
I wouldn't have thought you'd be pushed anyway. Mike's too soft.
No, honestly, Sarah, do you know what? I really did love doing the show. You know these things, do you know, Sarah, when you get to a point and you think, and for no particular reason, and I always, people who've heard my show in the past will, you know where I'm coming from, and anybody who's had a private reading of me will say, you know, he said that to me. And you know when you start to follow your heart and you think, as much as I love what I'm doing, I know I need to move on. And perhaps I was being pushed to one side to make way for yourself. I mean, you never know why sometimes these things happen, but I think it's worked out very well for you, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, Andrew. I mean, I'll let you into a little secret. I knew you were going, Andrew, and through, nothing was said. Nobody said anything.
Mike snitched on me.
Before Mike even said, by the way, Mike says hi, he's in the background.
I knew he is. I just sensed him there and I thought, I know he's listening in, chuckling away, he's drawing on a cigarette.
So. Yeah. Well, Spirit told me that I would have a Thursday show.
Oh, wow.
And I mentioned this to Mike, and he said no. I said, "Oh, okay, fine." And 2 weeks later, Andrew, and I knew it was a Thursday show. 2 weeks later, you announced that you were leaving.
Mm.
So I phoned Mikey, and I said, "See, I told you." There we go. So, tell us a little bit about you. What have you been doing?
Well, sir, do you know what? Literally everything I've been doing, I've had a really busy day today, but I am planning a bit of a mini tour for next year, and I've already sort of started this year, and you wouldn't believe how much work goes into organising. So if there's any agents out there listening to me, you wouldn't believe how much work goes into it, and it's silly things, for example, and I won't mention where it is, and the reason I won't mention it is in case they are listening in, and I'm bad-mouthing them, but for example, one place which I'm going to next year, somebody booked me in, booked the date in, and just wrote my name next to the date, and then left the company and never told anybody. And about a month went by, and I said, I haven't heard anything. And they said, well, what do you want? Who are you? What have you booked? And they said, oh, yeah, we can see your date in the diary for next year, but nobody knows anything about it. And it's all those things that you've constantly got to be on top of. And if you don't, when it comes to the event, you think, well, this hasn't happened. Why? Well, nobody told us. And it does take up a lot of time. So I'm enjoying a little break before Christmas, or over Christmas as well, where I'm not going to do anything like that because everyone's on the wind down. But not only that, I've done a couple of shows recently and really enjoyed myself, and plenty of private readings. And we can talk about other things later on, but I will be starting at the Birmingham Holistic Health Centre with Stuart Morris in the new year. So that's something else that's coming on stream. So I'll be down in the Midlands working down there for one day a week. So, yeah, there's a lot happening and a lot's moved on. But you know how it is, Sarah. You know, you start to get a little bit frustrated because you think things aren't moving quick enough. But when you look back, they've moved a hell of a long way. So, and we're going to be working together next year as well, aren't we?
Yes. When's this, Andrew?
via your friend Linda.
Oh, yes. I've had some very good reviews on you, Andrew.
Oh, thank you.
I've got to say, I had a friend who had a reading with you. She was working with you, I think, at a fair.
Oh.
And she says, I've had a reading with Andrew D. And I said, right. And she said, he was fantastic.
Does this begin with S, her name?
It certainly does.
Stella?
And she, you've been as did Stella. She said he's the only, and she's a reader herself, so she's obviously mixes with a lot of readers. She said he's the only medium that brought through my Nan Elizabeth. I said, oh, that's lovely. Really lovely. So she was really chuffed. And, of course, Linda herself had a little bit of a reading with you, and she was very impressed as well.
Over the phone, so,
yeah. Yeah, there we go.
You know what? I hate test readings, and I dislike phone readings even more until you get into the swing of it. And I think maybe it's a bit of a confidence thing. You know, unless you've got somebody in front of you and you can sort of it's weird because with a phone reading, they've got to talk to you. Whereas if you've got them in front of you, people just look at you and nod. So if we can sort of combine those two, then you know we'd have a perfect sitting, wouldn't we?
Oh, Andrew, it's about the energy and it's about the people as well sometimes.
Yeah.
I've got to say, phone work to me is the kind of work that I dislike most in doing this job.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we do radio, we bring in a lot of energy because there's a lot of listeners out there and they bring in their own energy, which lifts it, doesn't it? Because there's more people.
Yeah.
But on the telephone, on a one-to-one, if you're working on a phone line, people can be a little bit rude and they have really high expectations. And everybody should have. When they're having a reading, but it is hard work energetically.
I'm glad you said that actually.
You agree?
Well, yeah, without a doubt. Because, and I tell you what else as well, sometimes, Sarah, is that if people are sat in front of you, I don't know, but if they're sat with you, you can have a bit more of a conversation. Whereas on the telephone, you find yourself doing most of the talking, and maybe because you haven't got that. I don't know, that body language or whatever, you're relying totally on the voice. And if you have to keep reminding them to talk as well, you know, it does take a lot out of you as well.
Yeah, it does. Mm. We worked on television together as well, didn't we, Andrew?
We did, yes.
Television. Yeah. Mm. And, you know, we were...
Funny old thing with Nick as well, yeah.
Nick Saponi, yeah. We were reading texts and doing readings from text, the energy. But again, I felt the television, because you had a high volume of viewers, it lifted the energy.
Yes.
Big difference between working somewhere, like for an audience, in an audience, for example, where you know there's a lot of people, there's a lot of spirit energy, isn't there?
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, there we go. What else was I going to ask you, Andrew? So you've done a few stand-ups audiences, and you're coming to my hometown in Birmingham as well. You know I live in Birmingham, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
So that was Stuart Morris. I've heard of Stuart Morris. I don't know where or why, but I have heard of him. So that would be really nice for you. And Mike invited you to come and work on the road show as well, didn't he, on your last show?
Now, the road show, is this the one in February?
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell you what it was. Mike mentioned it, and I must admit I've been extremely rude, and I said to him I would let him know because when I'd sort of handed my notice in, I said, I've been offered something else at that weekend. I said, but it's up in the air at the moment, and I'll let you know. And Mike, I really do apologise, but you know how things can get. That date was confirmed, but I must admit, when I saw the flyer for the roadshow, my name wasn't on there, so I just automatically assumed I wasn't going. So, so don't worry about it. Mike, please accept my sincere apologies for being so rude and ignorant, but it wasn't intentional, honestly. So I believe I won't be at the roadshow now, Sarah, but I'm sure we'll all meet up again very soon.
I would say so, Andrew, definitely. And that's okay. I can tell you that from Mike. Because, you know, he might creep in, you know, Mike.
Yes.
It was like very frustrated sitting in the background and being talked about. We've got plenty of people in the chat room, Andrew.
I'm always frustrated, Sarah, when you talk about me.
Can't resist it.
Isn't that amazing, Andrew? I can just pop in whenever I want.
Yeah, do you know what, mate? You are like Santa Claus, yeah.
I am. But only thing, I do it more than once a year. Andrew, you know, even though that your name wasn't on the posters, we still offer you to be there, and you're more than welcome to be there with us.
Well, Mike, I really do appreciate it, and it's totally my fault that I never got back to you, because I tell
you
what. Well, we can be honest with each other that way. But at the time, you'd mentioned the roadshow, and at the same time, somebody else had mentioned something to me. And I said to those people, I said, do you know what? I don't think I can make that weekend because I'm going to be on the roadshow thing. And then at that point, I'd sort of handed them a notice in with the radio, and it was sort of implied that I wouldn't be on the roadshow because I'm not part of Mike's Spirit. But then you made the offer, and I'd confirmed the other gig as well. But what I will say, Mike, if it's okay with you, I did confirm the other gig before you came back to me and offered me the roadshow. So I've sort of confirmed that with it's actually a show I'm doing for myself, you see.
Okay.
And I had to sort of confirm or let it go. And we were sort of in a bit of a grey area with the roadshow, and I decided to confirm with the other people. So I will apologise, Mike, but I'm sure there'll be another occasion when we'll all get together.
Well, I know the next roadshow, Andrew, is going to be coming from Norway.
Oh, right.
So, you know, we can certainly... We're taking Sarah to Norway.
Oh, right. When's
we're taking
that?
The whole team to Norway.
Oh, excellent.
So maybe we can chat off air, Andrew.
Sounds
Have you
good
gone on me?
No. I'm just... do you know what, Mike? I do feel very honoured, because I feel almost in one respect that, you know, I'm not part of the Mike Spirit team, but I feel honoured that you've still come and asked me. And if that works out date-wise, Mike, you don't even need to ask me again, because I'm filling up. And maybe this is where some of the frustrations I've had in trying to organise things for next year, because maybe something else was going to line up there. So have you got a rough idea of a date, or can't you tell me yet?
Oh, I can tell you the exact date if you bear with me 2 minutes.
2 minutes is too long.
Do you
want
to pay with me 2 minutes there, Andrew? I'll go and get the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
well, you keep chatting, Sarah, and I'll just butt in again.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, while Michael gets the book, Andrew and I'll have a little bit of a chat. We have a few people in chat, Andrew. Are you in the chat?
What?
Are you in there?
Well, that's what you asked me, wasn't it? And Mike burst in there, like, out of a... Do you know when you see those films and the lady bursts out of the birthday cake? It's a bit like that, isn't it? Surprise! So let me just get into the chat room.
Andrew D, for all of you who are in chat, is coming in. I'm sure Pam Rogers will be very pleased to see you there, Andrew, because she asked me a couple of weeks ago. She said, I miss Andrew D, and I said, well, I'll ask him to come onto the show. And we'd already talked about it, hadn't we?
Yeah, so I've got one fan out there anyway.
You certainly have. I bet you've got loads of fans out there.
Andrew, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you. Mate. But you don't count, mate. You're a bloke.
Oh. Hey, there's nothing wrong with having male fans.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know whether he's listening tonight, but Mr. Ed Ward from Kanaka, I believe he's a fan of mine. So there you go. There's another man who's a fan. So.
Well, Andrew, I hope you'll have a pen to hand.
Well, I'm looking at my big planner. Go on.
And it's going to be in April, and I'm going to let you into a little secret here. Okay, we're going to be flying either the Thursday or the Friday, which is the 25th or the 26th.
Do you know what? I've just looked at that day, and I thought, that's why that date's free. That's after my Solly Hull event. So that's looking good. Yeah.
Oh, you're getting near. And we'll
be arriving back.
Solly Hull.
Yeah.
And we'll be arriving back on Monday the 29th.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And well, on that Monday, Andrew.
The 29th.
Obviously, you know Nick Humphries, one of our other.
Yes.
Hosts.
Yeah, I've worked with Nick. Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, I'm glad that you're not a host at the moment, Andrew, because you would win. I mean, there's a competition between me and Nick going on. First of all, it started out who has the sexiest laugh.
Oh, right.
And fortunately, I'm winning that. Pam wouldn't agree with that, but I am. And then it turned into the sexiest voice, which we would know that you would win the sexiest voice, Andrew. So I'm quite glad that you haven't taken that reign off me. But I think Nick is winning that one, in all honesty. And then I was on Nick's show just the other day, and, actually before that, he challenged me then to a sing-off. Andrew, can you imagine?
Well, you don't want to hear my voice, mate, so I would lose that hands down.
Okay, well, the sing-off is on Sunday the 23rd on my show, which is a week Sunday. And tune in and listen, because, you know, actually you could come on as a judge. Because Nick seems to think that, you know, it's a bit one-sided, yeah. Nick has come up to Studio One and, you know, to do the sing-off year. So it would be nice, Andrew, to have you in as a judge.
Mm, yeah.
And then you wouldn't believe what happens next. You know, I'm saying to Nick, you know, all this is all in love and light and, you know, laughter. You know, we like brothers and you know, I'll do anything for charity and everything else, blah, blah, blah. Then he announces we'll have a back, chest, and legs waxed for charity.
Ow, ouch.
And I'm thinking, I can't even get out of it now. So in Norway, on that day that we arrive back, the Monday, we are going to be waxed. Me and Nick, back, legs, and chest, if
ouch.
We pray. And listen to the silly amount that Nick has put on it. £1,500. And I think that, you know, we'll easily get that to watch Nick suffer. So if you are at the roadshow in Norway, you would be privileged to see me and Nick screaming like a pair of girls.
I tell you what, Mike, I did it for charity a few years back, and I must admit it was only my lower leg. And I would suggest you have a shave before you have it done, mate, because you will. See, now, I know ladies go through a lot of pain for us and to look beautiful for us, but ladies do not have legs and chests and back hair like me or you, Mike, and then get it waxed off. So I think 1,500 quid is cheap.
Well, you know, me and Nick, we are cheap. We are. You know?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm not going to sabotage your show anymore, Sarah. Andrew, you know, as I've said, you know, I do offer out our hand for you to come along with us. You have been a fantastic part of the show, and I hope long that it may continue, even if it is just a guest on the shows.
Thank you, Andrew,
you know, as I said, you know, we don't have to, you know, the offer is there. Please let me know as soon as.
I will be in touch, mate, okay?
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Andrew, and have a wonderful show with I know you're going to with her, because Sarah May is absolutely wonderful herself.
Oh, thank you, wow. Mikey.
Thank you.
That was a nice Christmas present, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, there you go, Andrew. You're very welcome back. And you must come back again. Definitely have you back on again. Okay.
I will. Well, we haven't finished the show yet, and I know there's plenty of people waiting to speak to us, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
You created a lovely energy. It was a soft, gentle energy, I've got to say, Andrew. And so whatever your energy was, it was absolutely lovely for me to actually, you know, come and take that time that you already provided for me. So, you know, you must come back on the show as regularly as you can. But as you say, we do have some callers, and I'm sure they want to have the benefit of you reading for them. We're going to go over to a song first, though, Andrew.
Yep.
First song of the show. Do you know what I want everybody to do? We need to mute for this, Andrew.
Okay.
And Mike, you must definitely mute. We need to sing. Okay. Everybody out there, sing along to the song. Now, this is by a band by the name of UB40. I'm not too sure. I know we've got a lot of American listeners. I'm not too sure that you're aware of UB40, but if you're not, it's a lovely melodic, almost like this song is nostalgic to me, and it's Kingston Town by UB40. Sing along, raise the vibrations, and then Andrew and I will come back and we'll do some readings for you. She'll be waiting in Kingston Town. That's Kingston Town by UB40. I love that one. Do you like UB40, Andrew?
I do, sir. Yes. And I think it was I'm going to come on to that in a minute, but that was all part of sort of my time growing up, along with there was UB40. It was all the 80s thing, you know, so I was really into that. And I suppose UB40, Madness, and those sorts of bands are the ones I enjoyed at the time. This is a big 80s thing in the UK, ladies and gents. But what I will say, sir, is for those who don't know, have never even heard of UB40, can you remember what a UB40 was?
Yes, I do. I had their first LP, which was Signing Off.
No, but what is a UB40?
It's something to do with being unemployed, P45 or... because it was signing off, and it looked like a cardboard cut out of some sort of government form.
I think it was, and I think the UB was on employment benefit, and I think it was the form that it was the card you had to go and get your social money. So you're right on that, and I think basically, well, they were all unemployed, and they all had UB40s, and that's what they called the band. Yeah, yeah. And what I do like about them is that they just keep going out there, and they're sort of timeless as well. And you know, those songs just sort of. They carry sometimes they carry their own message as well, don't they?
Definitely. UB40 are a Birmingham band, and of course I'm from Birmingham. And I went to my brother's an avid Birmingham City football fan, which is one of the two major football teams in Birmingham. I won't mention the other one. And of course I am as well. And I went to, they'd won something, I don't know what it was, and I went to the ground and UB40 were playing live and they played this and, you know, they were absolutely phenomenal. I was jumping up and down, singing and dancing, and I was a bit embarrassing because the kids were there, but it was lovely. And I've seen them twice, they're fantastic. And the music is varied, obviously it's reggae, but you've got lots of different songs with different meanings, as you say. So there we go, a little bit about UB40. Maybe if some of you like that, you can YouTube them and have a look at them. So, Andrew, shall we do some readings?
I think we should, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to go first, Andrew?
Well, I can only say, I can only try, can't I, Sarah, but the beauty of it is when there's the two of you, I feel as if, and I often feel when I used to work with Mike on his show, that it sort of complemented, or there was a, it's almost like you could listen in and tune in and bring your own message. So, and sometimes when you were working on your own, if you brought some information in and people couldn't understand it, you might be able to put another spin on it as, you know, listening in. So let's go for it. Let's see who we've got.
Okay. I think we've got, is it Diane or Gillian we've got on the line? Hello. Hello. Diane or Gillian?
Gillian.
Hello, Dan. I thought it was Gillian. there we go. Gillian, darling, I have the fantastic Andrew D here, who's going to link in and see what he can get for you. Over you go.
Okay.
Okay,
darling. Hi, Gillian. How are you today? Okay?
Yeah, I'm home. I'm feeling a little bit sick, but hopefully it doesn't get any worse.
No. Am I wrong, or are you up in Canada somewhere?
No, I'm in New York.
New York. Okay, well, I apologize for that, because the reason is I was getting Canadian links in there, and I don't know why that was, so I'll leave that with you on another
I
link.
I have an uncle and some cousins there.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. But what I will say to Gillian, I mean, I was taken straight up there, straight up the coast. I have to get this right, straight up the east coast there, and perhaps that's the way I was linking into Canada. But what I'll say to you, Gillian, if I may work with you, please. I've got a lady who's just joined me. And this lady in the world of spirit here, she's making me aware here that before she passed away, she's telling me here that as she got older, I feel this lady would have been around the age of 70 when she passed. And I feel this lady, when she was here, she would have been the sort of lady that would have been the life and soul of, I want to say, not just the party, but she was the glue that held the family together. And with this lady, she's also making me aware that she's drawing me to the middle of her body here. And I feel here that, I want to say her stomach area, her words were it was quite distended and there was a lot of swelling there. And I don't mean through putting weight on or anything. She's telling me there was a swelling there and she had a lot of tenderness. And I'm being made aware here, a lot of soreness in this area of her body as well. And she's telling me that before she passed away, there was a number of complications, but I feel right towards the end of her life, either there was, I want to say cancer, but almost like a cancer, there was a debilitating disease that I feel overtook her body. And it's almost like she slowly started to shut down. So would you understand this with Mum at all, Gillian?
The only thing I know of is my father told me that the lady that took care of him had stomach cancer. I never knew her.
Ah, right. Okay, then. Now, I'm looking at Sarah's name, the second part of Sarah's name here, May. But now, I know it's a common name, but would you understand where this lady would have linked to the name Mary at all? Would this make sense to you?
Mary. I forgot what my great-grandmother's name was.
The lady that I talked about before, because this is where I feel as though this is where we are at the moment. And this lady's telling me she also links to the name Richard as well. So would this make sense at all?
Richard. All these names don't make any sense right now, no.
Okay, no problem. I can, and don't forget, I mean, these are names that could link to this lady. But this lady's telling me here, now, you told me you felt as though this was the lady who, was it, looked after your father?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember him telling me that the lady that adopted him, I think, was his aunt and her husband, and they took care of him when he was, you know, because his mother didn't.
Right,
so
okay.
I think it was her that had stomach cancer.
Okay. But did you ever meet this lady? Did you know anything about her?
No, I've never known anything about her.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to ask this lady, because if you don't know anything about her, then... right, okay. If you don't know anything about her, then what I want to do is find out what's going on with, you know, your life through her. Right, just one second, please. Right. Now, there's somebody actually in the chat room said they feel as though they know who this lady is. So if they do, then what I'll do, I'll ask her to move on, because obviously that's not somebody who's here for you, because I've got a gentleman stood here as well. Okay. Now, this lady's telling me here with you, Gillian, she's just explaining to me here that you told me you've been ill. But she's explained to me here that where you are at the moment, she's telling me that either your house, and I don't mean due to the weather, either your house is very cold, or there is damp in your house, because she's telling me your illness has been, it's almost like an illness that keeps repeating itself. And I know you said you've got a cold, but it's almost something that keeps repeating itself, and you can't quite put your finger on why you keep getting the same symptoms all the time. Would you understand this?
Yes, I had this 3 weeks ago. I got a cold 3 weeks ago because I thought I was stressed out from my move and everything, and then now I feel my throat is sore, I'm achy again, and I was like, oh my gosh, this was 3 weeks ago, and I'm feeling the same way again, and so I took work off so it doesn't get worse, and so I'm taking, you know, some vitamin C and stuff.
Ah, right, okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask this lady to step to one side, because this just doesn't feel quite right at the moment for you, Gillian, and I actually feel this is for somebody else who isn't on the telephone right now. So I'll ask this lady from Spirit to step to one side, because they will always do that and try and jump in. Right, okay, because I've got a man who's just joined me at the moment here, and this man is telling me that before he passed away, he's making me worry, he's drawing me to his legs, and he's telling me he would have either had some sort of sores, and I want to say almost like bed sores, but I feel as though the bottom half of his leg started to break down, and there would have been some sort of condition where he would have had sores that just opened up, and he was having to have these treated on the lower half of his legs. And he's making me aware that he would have had very bad circulation and his toes as well. I feel as though that he had to have either treatment on his feet or on his toes to try and maintain, I want to say, the health of his legs. So would you understand somebody like this in Spirit?
I guess my grandfather had that. He died about a month ago or so, and he had diabetes, and I guess that affected his legs and stuff.
Okay, but would you, he showed me here where he had to have dressings on his legs, and this could even be going back in time. Would this make sense at all?
No, because I wasn't close enough to him to know if he had bed sores.
Oh.
But I know he was in the hospital in the bed, and
okay.
I don't know if he had bed sores.
Okay, thank you. Well, okay, I'll just try and find a little bit more information from this gentleman to prove that he is your grandfather, and then we'll move on from there, okay? Because sometimes it takes a while for this to work. Now, Now, this gentleman is telling me here that prior to his passing, you've told me you weren't very close to him, but he's telling me here that he'd lost touch with a lot of his family here, and he's telling me that it's... And would you understand where your grandfather was out of state compared to where you are? Or he's telling me there was a distance, not just an emotional distance, but a physical distance as well. And he's telling me that it's almost like he was cut off, or family had cut themselves off from their relationship with him. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And what he's also explained to me here that... Right, okay. Thank you. Now, you told me he passed away about a month ago, but he's telling me here that he's shown me his, what I want to call his will, or what should have been a will. Would you understand where he's explained to me, now there's a man around you that feels like a brother, and your grandfather's explained to me that there are people who believe that they were entitled to money from your grandfather, or there was should have been something forthcoming. And I want to say money here because he's shown me dollar bills, and he's telling me and I know this can be quite common in families, but he's explained to me here that there is money that should have been divided out, and he's telling me somebody has not been truthful with the will, or there is a discussion about the will, about somebody has kept hold of the information from here and is not passing this information out. Would you understand this?
Well, I asked my mom about the will, and she says she was included in it and everything was split up fairly. She didn't give me any other details. She just says she was included in the will, even though she was distant from him and wasn't really that much a part of his life after a while.
But
she didn't tell me any other detail.
Okay. Well, what he's explained to me here is about yourself. Now, you mentioned a house move yourself, but what he's actually explained to me here is that even though you moved house, you feel as though where you've moved to, it's almost like, and I don't mean about just settling in, it's almost like should you have made this move, or should you have, should you be where you are now? Would this make sense?
It wasn't that much. I don't know. It's the place where I was before. I wanted something bigger, and then now I'm here, and it's the neighborhood I don't quite care for, but the place is bigger, so it's kind of like I didn't get everything I wanted when I moved.
Okay. Now, just bear with me one second here. Right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to Sarah, because I don't feel as though I'm getting... I still feel here, Gillian, that my evidence is very, very patchy here, and I'm not happy with the way it's going at the moment, because I still feel as though spirit is jumping in, and there's people putting comments on the chat room here saying, they can understand the names, they can understand the situation, and I feel as though this is still their family linking in with me. So, Sarah, can I come to you, please, another slant on this?
Yeah, I'm going to come over to Gillian. I'll very quickly, I'll tell you afterwards, after I've read for Gillian, what you were getting,
okay,
Andrew?
Because
I think you're linking with a few people, but you said a few things, and I'll tell you that afterwards, darling, okay? Right, Gillian, let's have a look and see what we've got with you, sweetheart. When I link in with you, I feel like I've got bad headaches around the nape of my neck, around the back of my ears, and my neck is really aching. Okay. So was there anybody in the spirit world that had these conditions, or is there anybody around you that has these?
I mean, I have headaches.
You have headaches. Do they come in around the back of your neck?
In the front.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah, because my feeling is it's sort of the tension starts at the bottom base of the neck, and yes, it does come up around the ears and probably around your forehead as well. So somebody's just telling me about that. They're also giving me a February link with you, which could be somebody's birthday or somebody's passing. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
No, not in February. No.
Right. Take it and park it, because it'll be there somewhere, okay?
Okay.
I do have a lady with me. Somebody also has got something wrong with their shoulder, because I feel like there's almost like damage or something to my shoulder. So, again, is this somebody in the spirit world or somebody on the earth plane?
Well, my right shoulder. Yeah, my right shoulder was bothering me, and I think, I don't know if I slept wrong on it or something. But
okay, so that's you. Because we both said it at the same time, didn't we, darling? Right shoulder, because that's what I can feel. It's my right shoulder, and it does feel muscular, but almost like a dull kind of achy, niggly pain, and I think you're right about that. I don't think there's anything majorly wrong there. Okay. Right. Are you going on some sort of trip, or have you arranged to go somewhere within the next 2 or 3 weeks to meet somebody?
I'm thinking about wanting to make a trip, but it just haven't happened yet. I don't know where I want to go, but I want to go somewhere because it's cold and I want to go somewhere, but I haven't figured it out yet.
My feeling is you're going to go and see somebody there, Gillian, rather than go on your own. Do you understand? So if it's a family member or friends or cousins around you, maybe that will be the reason for you to go on the journey. So if you do know somebody in a sunny country, then obviously this is where you'll go. But I feel you're thinking about this in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
I have a gentleman around me here, and his shoulders are hunched. Okay, and his neck's hunched as well, right? Mm-hmm. So his shoulders are down, they're not up. And he's sloped a little bit. He's a little bit, what do you call it when your back is sort of formed and it's a sloped kind of back and shoulders are hunched in, a hunched kind of back. And he's holding his head up and he's just looking at me. And he's got a pair of glasses on as well, sweetheart. They're like dark rim glasses, okay? And he's given me the month of May, which may connect with him, or it may connect with you or somebody connected with you. Do you understand this?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Do you understand the gentleman?
With a hunchback? It could be my grandfather. He was old. Right. So
did he wear glasses?
Yes, he did wear glasses.
There you go. So I feel it's him. I've got the name James. Who's James?
Oh, no, that's the man that took care of my father. His name is James.
Okay. Does this description fit him?
I vaguely remember him because he died when I was very, very small, so I don't remember if he wore glasses and if he was hunched. But I know his name was James.
James. So let's just say that this is him. I've probably got them both here anyway. But my feeling is, he's got long extended arms surrounding you and looking after you. As he looked after your dad, he would be looking after you as well. And he's telling me that celebration's in June coming up. So is it somebody's birthday in June, sweetheart? Or is there something happening around that month?
My brother's birthday's in June.
All right, which connects directly with you because they're giving me that. And who's Stephen around you? Spirit or
don't know any Stephens, no.
He will be relevant to you somewhere. If you don't already know him, he will be coming in around you. Main thing with you really is to go on this trip. This is what they're really asking you to do, to get yourself out of your energy and move forward. And I think when you do this, you're going to do a lot of thinking, because when we get out of our own energy, we don't realise how much we get into a rut in life. I think so many of us are in such a rut that we don't clear ourselves and think forwards. And I feel within 2 or 3 weeks you will be booking something and you will be going somewhere, and you'll come back feeling much different. And we're talking about maybe moving as well, sweetheart.
Oh, I just moved a month ago.
A month ago. Are you happy where you are, though? Because for some reason I don't feel very happy.
It is what it is. Happy is but I'm not sad either, but I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I feel there's another move, and you probably don't even want to hear this, but I do feel there's another move around you.
Is it soon? Because the past
positive. I don't know why, but I've got another move coming in around you. So you'll have to let us know. But listen, we've spent a fair bit of time with you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Back and place everything that Andrew gave to you and I've given to you. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, darling. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Andrew?
Yes, Sarah?
I've missed out on chat because obviously I've been talking to this lady and doing a reading for her. But you said you were looking at my name and you were looking at the word May and you got the name Mary.
Yes.
That's very significant. My mum is in spirit and she suffered with liver and stomach. Her stomach was bloated really badly and she was very yellow before she passed.
Now, do you know what, sir? I mean, I can't give you this now, but
yeah.
This lady was talking about her liver as well, but because Gillian couldn't take it,
yeah.
You know what, it's like you've got to connect, haven't you? And I just knew that I wasn't with Gillian. Yeah.
My mother. And I'll tell you what the twist is on the name. My name isn't Sarah May. My name is Sarah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're talking about phen line. I got onto a major phen line when I first started out professionally doing this work, and I passed the test. And what's your name? My name's Sarah. You can't have that name. No. Keep it simple. I don't want anything fancy. I just want to be me. But you can't because we've already got a Sarah. So in my mind, I thought, okay, my mum is Mary, but her birthday is in May.
Ah.
And that's where May comes from, Sarah May. And that was me, and I've used that name all along.
Ah, I wonder where that came from.
So now, you're looking at the May?
Yeah, strangely enough, Sarah, there was a lady in the chat room, Mountain Diva, and she said, now, if I had the two of you here, then I could have a chat all night and sort of, but she was saying that actually, where are we? Let's have a look. I think she said I've got to go back now. Her mum was Mary, and Richard was connected in there as well. And yeah, so I thought that would have been interesting as well with the names. But I felt as though the gentleman linked to her, but I felt as though the lady linked elsewhere. So, she might link into the name Mary, but I felt as though the gentleman was through for her. And she just said to me,
hold on, guys. We'll try and get them back in. Bear with us a second. We're having a few technical issues. Let me just see what I can do here for you. Bear with us. It's not letting me do anything. Okay. Let's see if I can do this here for you. Okay, guys, we are having some technical issues. Bear with us, and I'll try my best to get everyone back in here for you. Just bear with us, and let's see what happens. I think we got Andrew D back. Andrew D, you there with us, mate?
Yes, I'm here, Mike, yeah.
Okay. Well, Andrew, you are the guest. Take over the show, mate.
Oh, crack on. Well, Sarah, I don't know what happened there. Guys, any ideas, Mike?
Sarah's not with us, and I'm going to try and bring her in. It's technical issues, it is, Andrew. We've been experiencing a few of these now the last few days, but, you know, we're battling on. Mike Spirit FM will battle on no matter what.
Okay, then. Well, we were chatting before, Mike, and it's strange that there was, I don't know whether you were listening, the link I had, Sarah felt that it was her mum, and somebody in the chat room felt as though her granddad had stepped in there. So it's weird because even though I say to people, please give me, or I say to Spirit, please, give me somebody who was on the line, and yet it's weird because Spirit will do their best to battle through and get through and get their message across, come rain or shine, won't they?
Oh, Stephanie, we got Sarah back with us now. Sarah,
I think that was my mother kicking me out, I've got to be honest.
To be honest, Sarah, I think it's more the other thing that our producer, he is having technical issues with his Skype at the moment.
Okay.
And actually, I'm going to try and bring our producer back in, because I know that there's a reason for a producer to be in here tonight. So let me just try and press these buttons here, Sarah, because I'm in control, as always, ready to step in. So let's just see if Mr. P answers me. You never know. But in the meantime, Sarah,
can we bring a caller in, Mike?
Yes, most definitely. Let's go to Tammy.
Why? Tammy.
Okay. Tammy, you're there with us. Can I bring a caller in? Yes. Hi, Tammy.
Tammy.
Maybe.
Hello.
Tammy?
How are you?
Hey,
hi, Tammy.
You, Sarah?
Thank you, Mike. Hi. We had a few technical issues there, and I have no idea what was going on, Tammy. So no doubt I'll have a listen back afterwards and find out. Righty-ho. Thank you for calling into the show. And is there anything specifically that you want me to link into, or you want to ask me, or do you just want me to link in?
Well, I have some specific questions just about repairing relationships and things like that. But other than that, I just, you know, go ahead and link in and hope that
all right, darling,
for me in that area.
I always ask, but I link in anyway.
Okay.
But sometimes people, because obviously it's a radio show and we can't give you a full reading. I'll give you mine and Andrew's, or everybody mine and Andrew's details later. So if you do want to connect for a full reading, any of you out there, then you can contact us. But I think sometimes if you've only got a short amount of time with us, then I'll try and get whatever I can for you. Let's have a look, Tammy, darling.
Okay.
I go spirit-wise first because I work as the medium and then I try and get the information for you. Okay. First link I've got with spirit is January. So is January a birthday or a passing for anybody, or was anything significant around January for you?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Right. Is there a Paul around you, Tammy?
Paul?
I'm not talking on a romantic link, unless, of course, it is on a romantic link. I'm talking on an evidential link for you.
It was yes, there's my uncle who passed.
Thank you. Straight in there. Okay, Uncle Paul, what have you got? Well, he's got chest problems, okay? He's bringing me this feeling of pain in the chest and but quite severe pain actually going down through my throat and down through almost like my, you know, where you eat, that esophagus, mm-hmm. and down into the chest, almost like quite congested and quite painful and blocked. And it would appear like a heart attack, but I don't think it is, okay? And this is what he's bringing to me, all right? He does give me the month of April for you, so this is either birthdays or passings, okay? And he also gives me number 8, so number 8 will be relevant somewhere, as in a day of the month or a number on the door, something like that, okay?
Okay.
I know there's been a lot of tears around you, and there's been a lot of why me, why me, why me, and I feel this has probably been, you know, I want to go back 4 months with this, Tammy. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's like you're blaming yourself for everything that's gone wrong, okay? And you're thinking to yourself, what's wrong with me as well, yeah? Well, why and what is wrong with me? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you at all, okay? You need to look at the other person and see where they're at. And I think they're in a pretty low place because I feel depression, quite a lot of depression around the person that you separated from. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah? And this is about them recovering on their own, repairing on their own, and taking responsibility is what I want to say. Okay.
Okay.
With you, I think you're holding on to this person because of the feeling of rejection, okay, and wanting this person to say, actually, no, everything's okay, and just needing that. And with you, I feel there needs to be a lot of growth within you, almost like self-love. Don't expect it from somebody else. Not saying that he doesn't love you, because I do feel that there is love there. I just feel he's quite weak. Do you understand?
Yes.
They're giving me number 17. Where does this relate with you, sweetheart?
17? Not certain.
Can you just have a think about that for me?
Okay.
And I've also got the name Rob or Robert. Who's Rob or Robert?
Not sure.
Have a think about that as well, darling.
Okay.
Because listen back afterwards and you'll think. What else have I got for you? Have you got a painting that's got a lot of yellow in it?
Yes.
I want to look at the yellow painting, and yellow is the colour of inspiration. It's the colour of intelligence. It's the colour of wisdom. Yellow is your solar plexus, which is your tummy, okay, which is your brain. I know your brain's in your head, but you've got a brain in your tummy as well. And that brain is about gut instinct. And it's almost like I'd like to sort of light a candle. I don't know if you've got a candle and you light it near that yellow painting.
Okay.
You do. But the candle, I feel, it should be red. Because this is about grounding you. And I want you to light a candle and I want you to start looking at that picture and almost, not meditate, but just ask for healing to help you to move forward because you're very spiritual. You're very sensitive and very spiritual. Ask for confident support and healing. Okay. And I feel it'll come to you. I do feel that spirit do want to connect with you. And I think your Uncle Paul will help you, sweetheart. Okay? Now, what I want to say to you is, you're wondering, is he going to reconnect and come back to you? Yes, he will try. But my feeling is he right for you? This is what you need to question. You need to question. Look at him. And don't be fanciful and almost like romantic and rose-coloured glasses. Really look at this guy and question everything about him. Is he right for you? And I think if you're honest, you would know that you deserve somebody who is upbeat, optimistic, got a good sense of humour, very loving and caring, who will do anything for you.
Okay.
And that's coming for you, but that's not coming until March of next year. And I do want to give you the name Stephen. Seems to be a popular name this evening, but I do want to give you the name Stephen, sweetheart. And with that, I give you my love. Okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, darling. Andrew.
Yes, Sarah.
We're all back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get cut off as well?
I did, yes. I was sort of blown out the water there. but what I was going to say, Sarah, there's somebody just messaged me and said they want to get in by Skype. Now, what I used to say to people was, I think if they went to Blog Talk Radio and looked at your show and linked to the show and listened to it through there, there's a Skype connection on there, isn't there?
Yes. On the right-hand side, you click on the show as though you're going to listen to it. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the telephone number of the show. Okay, 760,
right.
It starts in. And right at the end of that telephone number is a very small little Skype symbol. And you simply click on the Skype symbol and it brings you straight through.
Right, okay then. Yeah, because somebody's on hold on Skype now and they're just asking me where they are in the queue, so I'll ask Ken that in a second. But, no, it's funny, you know, sir, when that lady was on the phone, I never got a chance to talk to her, but it's amazing how many different spirit links stepped in and wanted to make themselves known. And I don't know whether we know where she phoned in from, but I would have loved to know, because I had a gentleman with me, and if anybody can take this in the chat room, there was a gentleman with me, and I believe this gentleman was African American origins, and he would have been from the Mississippi Delta, particularly around the area where Hurricane Katrina struck. And he was just telling me that was his haunt and where he grew up. And he's actually taking me up to New Orleans as well. So I would love to know whether Tammy could have linked in there or whether there was somebody else in the chat room. So hello to that guy who stepped in. And thank you for coming through tonight. But I tell you what, sir, they really do want to make themselves known, don't they?
Yeah, they jump in. Andrew, do you want to give your website out or your details?
Yes.
Able to get in touch with you.
Well, if it makes any difference, yeah. Ladies and gents, my website, in fact, it changed recently, but it's now Andrew D, and that D is spelled D-E-E, andrewd.com. So if you want to make yourself known, or even if you want to sort of come in and get a reading from me, there's links on there within the website for you to link, or even if you just want to read through some of the information I've got on there, because, I mean, my work just isn't about doing readings and passing messages on to people. There are so many people who just want to know more. And last night, Sarah, I was Rugeley is a town down the road from where I live, and I was invited to a holistic group down there, and it was just a talk about my development, how I went from what I used to do to what I do now. And I just finished off the evening with, you know, a couple of with a mini demonstration. And there's so much interest in what we do, and even if you're wanting to develop yourself or, you know, just find out more, people often don't know where to go. And I know you're open like this, Sarah, and Mike is, and all the other guys as well. But if you want to know anything at all, fire the questions in that. As much info as I can think of on my website. But if you are looking to find out more, then just drop me a line, because I remember when I first started out having all these questions, and I actually didn't know where to ask. So I don't know whether you found that, Sarah.
I was in a very good circle, to be honest with you. I developed for 2 years in an open and a closed circle.
Yeah.
And I had a very questioning, analytical brain, because I was brought up Catholic and I questioned it all the way through. But of course, when the evidence came in, that's when I started to believe something was there. But I'm not saying it's necessarily Catholic. But I stopped analysing and questioning quite early on. And I just started believing and trusting in my spirit guides. And to me, that was quite early on, that was, to be honest with you, because I got bored of all the questions. And I do know that we'll never have all the questions answered, and we will always be developing, even when we go to the spirit world. And it's about settling within your gift and within yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe that takes a bit of confidence, but I've never worried about being a fool or looking silly. And I think that's part of it, isn't it?
I think especially when you first start out, and when you, and I was explaining this last night, actually, because when I went to my first ever open circle, the guy who was running it said to me, you know, you've got a message for somebody. And I don't apologize if anybody's heard this story before, but literally he just said to me, you know, close my eyes. And he asked me 10 questions, what I could see, what I could feel, what I could hear, what was in the background. And somebody opposite me said, I can take that message. Yes. But it was only as I developed more. And I think it is a little bit of confidence thing that you think, oh, now is that right? Because you look at people and people say, oh, I can't take that. And you think, well, why have I got it? And then suddenly you don't lambast people with it and say, oh, I've got it, you've got to take it. But what I will say is that you've got to trust the evidence that you are given.
Yes.
And say to people, look, and I had this happen last week. In fact, last Friday when I did a show, there was actually two spirit links came through, and nobody could take them at all. And I said, well, I just thanked them for coming and said, you know, they've come for a reason, and somebody at a later stage will know who these people are. But you don't always find that out, because spirit won't step into a room full of strangers if they're not there for somebody, will they?
No, definitely not. And often I get so many comeback readings from days after I've done readings, because I've mentioned people and said, say hello to them and given evidence for them. So it's almost like it networks and it almost gets more people in. Hey, shall we prove this, Andrew? Because we've got Mary, who's been very patiently waiting on the line, and bring her in. And do you want to see if you can link in with Mary, Andrew?
Yes, by all means.
Okay, darling. Are you there, Mary?
Hi, everybody. This is Mary from New York.
Hello, darling. I'm going to hand you in the very capable hands of Mr. Andrew D.
Hi, Mary.
Thank
How are you
so
today?
Much.
Okay?
I'm
How's
good.
How's things okay?
I'm good.
Excellent. Well, I hope you're having a good day as well. Now, what we'll say to you, Mary, here is that I know you're quite an open person, and I want to say there are some people who come on these shows, or Sarah's show or my old show, and they're a little bit reluctant to open up and think the whole world is going to be, their whole private life is going to be opened up before them. And it's not, and I know you know this, Mary, and just for other people who are listening in, you know, spirits have a very good way of connecting and communicating with the recipient via a medium without anybody else, even if they're listening in, having a clue about what's going on. So without further ado, Mary, now, I know I mentioned the name Richard earlier on, but would you understand the surname Richardson? Would this make sense to you?
No, Richie is a guy that I met in rehab who, in 1985, who committed suicide. And the day that he died, I had a dream about him. And he brought me green emeralds and told me that he loved me and that he was happy. And I found out 3 days later that he had died.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry about that. But what I'll say is, now, it's funny because I heard what I thought was the surname Richardson. But as you know, that would come from Richard's son. So let's move on from there, because I've got a gentleman here with me, Mary. Now, this gentleman, he appears to me to be quite tall. I would say around about 5'11 before he passed. And this gentleman is telling me here, I mean, he looked very gaunt, and he looked as though... I wouldn't say skeletal, but I would say he'd lost too much weight before he passed away. And he's telling me here that he was unable. He's telling me his stomach shrunk and he was unable to eat. And what he's also telling me here is, he couldn't eat because he couldn't keep the food down, and that's why he wouldn't eat. And it became a vicious circle, that it became a psychological barrier for him to eat, because he knew he had to, but he knew it wouldn't stay down and he couldn't digest the food. And what this gentleman's telling me here is that and he's making me aware he was very thin on top. His hair was very, very thin on top. And he would only have some white hair around the side. And what he's also explained to me here is that... this gentleman is telling me he would link to the name Daniel as well. So would you understand anybody in spirit like this at all, Mary?
My friend Mike.
Right, and is this the way Mike would have... Because Mike is telling me, would you understand where... he did have a problem eating, but he's telling me here he had a problem with his pancreas. Would you understand this?
Well, they found him dead, you know, but he did have problems with his liver.
Right. Oh, okay then. Right. Let's see if I can get a bit more info here from this gentleman. Right. Now, this gentleman's explained to me here, Mary. I'm going to see if I can get a bit more from him. But this gentleman's explained to me here that, right, this gentleman is telling me that he would have had links to the Jewish community here, and I feel as though he would have had links to not just the Jewish religion, but he would have had distant Jewish family as well. But it's almost like he was disconnected from them. Would you understand this at all?
No. No.
No. Okay, then. So, I'm going to ask him to... In the chat room, guys, if you can understand this, but I'm going to ask this gentleman to step to one side for me. And it's funny because I just feel Daniel was a Jewish link as well there. Okay, then. Okay, now there's another... Now there's another gentleman joining me here. And you mentioned this guy, Mike, who had problems with his liver. But this gentleman I got with me is telling me he had liver problems. But this gentleman is also telling me here that... Now, you're saying he was found dead. This gentleman is telling me here that when he was found, and I want to nail this down here, he's telling me that the cooker was left on, or there was something still cooking on the stove, or there was almost like a burnt pan on the stove. Would you understand this with your friend Mike at all?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I've just said to him, I can't give you what you've already told me. I've got to give him something different here. And he's telling me that... the bottom of the pan was burnt out, and it's almost like if it wasn't molten, it was burnt to a cinder. And he's telling me it was the smell of something burning that attracted people to him, but also that they hadn't seen him as well. Would you understand this as well, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. But Mike's telling me here, Mary, he's telling me, now, I know you said you met him in rehab, but what Mike is telling me here is that despite him cooking, he's telling me he stopped eating. It was drink that caused the problem with his stomach, and he's telling me it wore the lining of his stomach away. Would you understand this?
Yes, but Mike had come back into recovery when they found him.
Yeah, but I'm also talking here that there would have been a problem caused with his stomach through drink in the past. Would you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
And he's telling me that at one point he either had ulcers or he had a perforated ulcer. Would this make sense?
Yes, he was a mess.
Thank you. Okay. Well, he's explained this to me. Because he's also explained to me here that I know you've told me he was in recovery, but he said he almost rattled when he walked because of the pills he was taking. And he's telling me that he kept forgetting to take pills, some of the pills that would have kept him alive. Would you understand this as well?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, then. Right, and I just want to get one more thing. He's explained to me here. Now, I know you're saying he's a friend, but would you understand where Mike, in his own way, was in love with you. Would you understand this?
No. Oh, no, well, we were just good friends.
Well, he's telling me different, and I don't mean love as in, and perhaps it's always my choice of words here, but would you understand as, and I'm not trying to make it fit, but Mike is telling me he had love for you. So would you understand that it was a mutual respect? He said you kept each other on the straight and narrow. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. And I've got to get one more thing from him because I've told him I'm not happy with what he's given me. I've got to get something specific. Okay. Right. He's telling me he's been around and you've either fallen or you've banged your knee. He's telling me you've got a bruise on one of your knees. Would this make sense?
No.
Okay, then.
He might be talking about my ex-boyfriend who lost his leg below the knee.
He's talking about you. Okay, I'll rephrase that, Mary. Would you understand where it's either your, I feel it's your left knee, but where you've had a problem with your knee, where it feels as though it's either going to lock or you can't maneuver it properly. Would you understand this?
Yes, sciatica. Yes, I forgot all about it, yes.
Okay. Would you understand where you're getting bruises in strange places for no apparent reason, and he's telling me that there's been a recent bruise on your knee that you don't know how it got there?
I'm looking at my knee now.
Oh, well, I think it's gone. But he's telling me that you've broken out in bruises that shouldn't be there. They're almost like...
Yeah, at times. But I'm a waitress. I'm always banging into stuff.
Ah. Okay, thank you. That's what he's talking about, okay? Right, the reason Mike's come through today, what he's telling me here, Mary, is, and the only reason he wants to come through today, he said he's telling me that you were much stronger than he ever was, and although you're trying to keep each other on the straight and narrow, he said what you did for him, he said you gave him, if I may say, I won't say the faith and the hope to keep going. He said, because there was many times when, I want to use the word he relapsed, but he slid back down the slippery slope, and he told me you kept soldiering on, and you had the strength to carry on. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And he said he broke numerous promises to you as well. Would you understand this?
Well, numerous promises to his wife, who I'm close with.
Ah, right. Well, I just heard he broke numerous promises. Okay. Okay. But he's telling me here as well that first of all, he's given me the name Christopher, and he's also telling me Betty would link in here as well, but he's telling me Miranda would link in as well. So I don't know whether you know those names. Okay. And what I want to do here, he's just telling me the reason he's come through tonight, apart from just saying that... you know, the respect and the love that he had for you. He's telling me that, or you've told me that you're friends with his wife, but he's also explained to me here that... He's telling me that despite all of his failings, his wife always stood by him. Would you understand this?
She did, even though they were divorced.
Okay, I don't understand the exact condition, but he's just saying she stood by him, okay? And he said that everything she did for him, and I know you've told me the divorce, but he's saying everything that she did for him, he's telling me she shouldn't have even started doing that. He said she should have started making a new life for herself many years beforehand because he still failed her, even though she stood by him. And all he wants to do is say thank you for that. Okay, so can I leave that with you, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, have you got anything to add to that at all?
That was absolutely fantastic, Andre. And Mary, I hope you really enjoyed that, sweetheart. And
good,
you can listen back. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. It's really appreciated.
You.
Okay, darling. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Andrew, I'm going to bring
sir.
Todd in. We've got Todd on the line. Are you there, Todd? Ah, I don't think we've got Todd there. Selena.
Hello?
Selena, is that Todd?
Yes, Todd.
Oh, sorry, Todd. We thought that the call had gone, but you're there. You're speaking to Sarah May. How are you?
Hi. Good.
There's a little bit of noise in the background, but I'm going to...
a little bit. Sorry about that.
Don't worry, don't worry. Was there anything specific, Todd, or do you just want me to link in and see what we've got with you?
Just career stuff.
Right, okay. Now, I can obviously hear a lot of noise in the background. I don't know whether there's people on phones or radio or whatever it is.
I can mute that out.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
Okay. But I see you driving. I see you doing a lot of driving. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Hello? Are you there? Do you understand when I say I see you doing a lot of driving?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And I also see a black pickup truck. Does this connect around you, or does it connect around somebody close to you?
I have a pickup truck, not a black one, though.
Okay. Are you looking at getting a new pickup truck then? Because unless it's a darker colour, like a dark blue, which I would accept, if it's a lighter colour, then no, because they're giving me a darker colour around a pickup truck.
Yeah, I have a dark pickup truck.
Okay. Maybe I'll accept that. I'm quite hard on myself, but I can just see this pickup truck. Okay. Right. Who's Matt around you, Todd? Matthew or Matt?
You said the name Max?
I actually said Matt, but did you say Max?
You said the word Matt, right?
Matt, Matthew.
No, I'm not sure.
Right. There's a connection coming in around a Matthew with you, because I can see it in capital letters. Okay. So it could be the name of a company, Matthews or Matthew, who runs a company, who may ask you to do some work for him. Okay. I can also see some sort of pipe work. So who is it that works with pipes?
Possibly my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law, okay. Has he offered you anything, Matthew?
No, nothing. He works out of state. But other than that, I'm working with pipes, I don't know.
Right. Well, you say he works out of state. Remember when I said to you I can see a lot of driving? I saw a lot of travel as well. So there may be opportunities coming with you around that. Okay. Who's got the June birthday or the June passing around you, Todd?
Oh, wow. It could only be my grandmother or great-grandmother.
In spirit. Okay. I want to say to you that the personality of the lady that I have here is that she wouldn't mince her words. She would be very forthright, and she would say it as it is. Whether it was good or bad, you'd know exactly as it is. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And she talks about April, and she tells me that she's with you in April.
In April. Yeah, I'm not, I don't really know exactly who that would be.
Right. It's in the future. It's almost like I'm either with you celebrating, or you should know of this as an anniversary of a celebration of something that's positive. So it could be birthdays, it could be family get-togethers. But she's just telling me something quite big going on around about the April month. And I feel there'll be dribs and drabs of work coming in for you, but I feel next year, around about March, April time, this is where you'll see something with a bit more solidity, something that's more for you. Do you understand? And it will come round really quickly, okay? Now, who's John around you? Johnny or John?
My neighbour.
Okay, so we're looking at your neighbours. So I would imagine spirit is saying they're around you, they're around your proximity. Okay. They're showing me a yard of some sort, or some sort of drive where it's more to do with work than it is to do with home. is this close to your home? Do you work from home, or have you got an area or a yard that you work from?
No, I'm a police officer.
Oh, so when I say your yard, could it be your area?
Yeah, that's my area that I work in.
Thank you. It's funny, because, I mean, I got the truck with you, and I presumed you were connected around the pipes as well. Okay. Because yard is area, isn't it, in America? Your yard, almost like you're working close to home, and that's my feeling. Okay. Has there been some sort of an issue at work connected with paperwork, Todd?
Maybe paperwork was a result of the issue.
Thank you. Because I get a question marks over paperwork, and almost like feeling like I have been blamed for something, or it's almost like the I's haven't been dotted and the T's haven't been crossed. Do you understand? But I'm not saying that you didn't do this. But I'm saying there's a situation around this paperwork that has caused a lot of chaos. Okay.
Yeah.
Is Matthew connected around this, Todd? I know this is your work.
If that's the issue I'm thinking of, there was a Matthew.
Thank you, because that's what it is. And you were asking about work. Okay. Have you been thinking of coming out of the police force?
That would be great, but it's just, I don't see it. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
No.
You know, I'd like to get out of it.
Yeah, practically speaking, there's a lot of unemployment, and the kind of job you have is a secure job. Do you understand? And my feeling is, ride the storm for the moment. But I feel that next April, you're going to have opportunities and changes of coming out. And I'm wondering if your father-in-law is going to offer you the opportunity of work. And I know it's not what you do. I know it's totally different to what you do. But I see pipes connected around this. And my feeling is, obviously you've got to think about this, because I don't really got pensions or what you've got where you are, some sort of stability and security. I do feel that your job's safe. I feel like this paperwork has caused a lot of chaos. I don't feel that if this is what you need to hear, I don't feel that the person will get off with it. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? And this is what I want to bring to you. And you know, I brought you your grandmother's personality in. Didn't mince her words. Said it as it was. The truth is coming out, and it'll clear, and I don't want you to worry about it. But think about making change in the little bit of a distant future, not imminently and straight away. Think about this change around about the April time. And I think you'll be very 50-50 sitting on the fence and not knowing what to do. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope that's helped you, Todd.
What's
Keep
that?
Keep up the good work. I hope that's helped
okay.
you.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
I wondered why I heard radios in the background.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. A lot of...
Thank,
yeah. All right.
Thank you, Todd, darling. And listen back. Obviously, play it back. And we'll give all of our details out as well if anybody wants to contact us privately. All right, Todd.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye, darling. There we go. Andrew, are you still there?
I am. I'm listening avidly here, Sarah. Well, do you know what, Sarah? Strangely enough, I turned over one of my Oracle cards, and I don't know whether Todd's listening, but it was a card that said, tell the truth. And there was a lady sat there with a piece of paper in front of her with a pen contemplating what she should write down.
Yeah.
So that was from the Oracle card. And I feel here there's going to be an issue coming up for Todd where, you know, he's going to have to contemplate about I don't feel this is tied into statements and police statements and telling the truth. I feel as though he needs to sort of be truthful with himself about what he wants to do and where he wants to go. But one overriding thing I did get while you were talking there was to stay put for the time being. Stay put. Okay, so Todd, sir, I don't know whether you were able to catch that. I don't know whether you've hung up there or you can't hear us on the radio, but I would say to you, stay put for now, mate, okay? And back to you, Sarah.
Fantastic. Would you know what we're going to do very quickly for 5 minutes?
Okay.
Before we bring in the next caller. I might drop a song because I think we'll concentrate on callers. We've got a few callers in, and I'd like, obviously, we're doing fantastically. I'm loving working with you, Andrew. And obviously, when we're doing readings, you just want to do more and more and more. But this brings me to the next subject. Of each week, we're doing a little bit of development with either Mr. P or Carol, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're not going to do the two of them because it took a lot of time last week and it was the first one. But we're going to link in quickly. I mean, this is the way I work with people when I develop them. I throw them in literally, and I think it's the best way. With Carol and you, if that's okay with you, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Now, I will call time, okay? But I'm going to say, Carol, are you there, darling?
I am, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, darling. You did fantastic last week, but there's no pressure. No pressure whatsoever. And the nice thing is you're sandwiched between, well, three energies here, lovely energies. I've included myself in that. You've got Mikey Davis there with all of his energy. You've got Andrew and his energy and mine too. So we're zapping you up. But we've opened your chakras up, which is what we do, which I don't do on air because I don't want to leave people opening themselves up and then left and lost and sort of nobody to help them. You must always have somebody to watch over you if you're new at this, okay? And Carol, when we opened them up, the one that was most relevant with you was the indigo, no, it was the pale blue, wasn't it? Yeah, and it was pale blue is your throat chakra, everybody. And I said to Andrew, do you mind if Carol does a little bit of work with you? Now, Carol, you can obviously pick up on Andrew's voice, but what I'd like to say to you is, imagine Andrew sitting in a chair. You can see his picture there. And next to him is another chair, and there's somebody sitting in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see somebody?
I can.
Do you want to explain what they look like for Andrew? I'll hand you over to Andrew. Do you want to link in there, Andrew?
I will. Thanks, Carol. Sorry, Sarah. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Andrew. I see a male. Dark skin. And he's saying the name Geronimo.
What do you get from that, Andrew?
Okay, sorry, I was. Did she say the name Geronimo?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be honest with you, Sarah, and say that you know it's nothing I can relate to immediately, and it's not something that I've been made aware of in the past. Well, what I will say is, now I can't give you anything on the name. Now, in fact, before I give too much away, Carol, just look. Now, you said you see somebody sat in a chair, but what is it? This gentleman that you've pictured seeing with me, can you tell me what you actually see behind him? Just give me just, and if I can ask you a few questions, and you just fire the answers off straight away. What is it you see? What is it behind you see behind him? Immediately behind him.
A teepee.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Now there's something stood in front of that teepee. What is it you can see that stood in front of that teepee? Quicker, sorry, Carol, quicker than that. You're not going to think about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything.
You can't see anything?
Apart from the gentleman.
Right, okay. Well, I've asked him to tell you what... Just tell me again quickly. There is something stood to the right of that teepee, and you just tell me straight away what you think you can see, okay?
Headdress.
Okay then. Well, what I was going to say to you, Carol, is that right, okay. Now I've just heard a sound. Just tell me what that sound is that you can hear. Just straight away off the top of your head, don't think about it. What is the sound that you can hear?
Like a chanting.
Right, okay, but there's also background noise there as well, of almost like a rattle. And what we'll say to you, Carol, is now, Sarah, I mean, nobody else knows this, so this is a bit of a first, and I'd like to get a little bit more evidence from Carol, you know, a little bit later on another occasion. But I've got a CD called Spirit Dreams, and it's Indian music, and I can't think of the guy's name now who wrote it. And when I listen to that, I go off to a place. And Carol, just very quickly, because I need you to confirm this for me, where that teepee is, what does the surrounding area look like? What colour, what a general, just give me a colour off the top of your head, the whole area.
Green.
Ah, right, okay. Well, the place I get taken to is almost what I would call the plains. And what I believe it is a family of mine from going back in generations. Because every time I listen to the CD, I get taken there, and there are people come to see me, and there's an old man that comes to speak to me and to impart knowledge to me. So I believe that either this is a spirit family of mine, and this particular man is a guide. And it's strange that I don't know about the name Geronimo. I've never been given that before. But that is definitely a place I go to when I meditate with this particular CD. So, yeah, I could take all of that, Carol. Well done.
Fantastic. There we go. A small sneaky preview of our Carol being developed with the fantastic Andrew Day. Thank you, Carol, darling. What we'll do after the show, we'll close your chakras down. Well done.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Shall we very quickly go over to a song and then bring the rest of the show, we will fulfill with reading. So if you're waiting, we'll be with you shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that stopped really quickly. I was not ready for that at all. Hands up. Andrew, are you still there, darling? Hello?
Sarah, Andrew, we'll be back very, very, very soon with you.
Mike, I'm having panic attacks here.
Sarah.
I think it, has it gone again? Has it gone?
No.
Okay. So Andrew will be back in a bit. Right.
Andrew's had to go for a little while.
Has he?
He has.
We won't ask why.
We won't ask why. And we won't divulge why.
Who've we got next, Mike?
Well, I think Mr. P has typed that to you. I'm not quite sure, but it may be Selena.
No, I don't think it is Selena. I think...
Okay, let's go to the Skype caller, Heart22Heart.
Lovely. Heart22Heart, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. You're speaking to Sarah May. Andrew's just... he'll be back in a bit, but I'll have a link in and see what I can for you. Was there anything specifically that you wanted to ask me, darling?
I would like to see if you can focus in on my love life.
Focus in on your love life. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Whereabouts are you calling from? And what is your name? I'm sorry. How rude of me. I haven't got your name.
Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen. Okay, let's have a look and see what's going on with your love life then, sweetheart. I'm getting a plain blank nothing. So there must be some distance going on somewhere, or somebody's not talking, or there's two people that aren't connecting with each other. Okay? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost like I can't grab their energy because they've become a little bit distant, but I know that they're there. I know that they're there around you, and they're around your aura. Do you understand? And I don't feel it's a foolish thing of you not letting somebody go. I don't feel that it's you holding on to something that isn't there. I feel their energy has been there for you. So I don't know whether there's a geographical distance and included with that an emotional distance as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I want to give you the name Michael. Who's Michael?
I don't know Michael.
Could you place it? Try and place it somewhere. Just park it and place it somewhere.
Okay.
I've also got a stitch in my left-hand side here, just under my heart and in my rib. So did anybody ever damage their rib or have problems around that area?
Not that I know of, but I'll keep
just
that in mind.
Have a think about it, sweetheart.
Okay.
I want to give you 2 months. Usually, I don't usually give two straight away. Right, okay. I've got February and October, I don't know why. Are these birthdays of significant people or passings of significant people?
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay, are they both passings or are they different? Because I'm trying to work out who I've got with me.
Well, February is my son's birthday.
Lovely, okay.
In October, I'm trying to... play somebody in October. I'm not sure. I'm having a little trouble with my computer, so I may be going in and out. So please forgive me for that.
That's okay, darling. But we've got the evidence around your son's birthday. I feel like I've got a lady's energy around me here. I do feel like I'm very motherly as well. Hope you can hear me, darling. I do feel like I've got a lot of love for you. I'm quite a flowery, happy lady as well. Okay, and I did like flowers. I really, really like flowers. Do you understand? And
yes.
She's showing me, I don't know if there's blue flowers. I don't know what blue flowers, whether it's corn flowers or something to do with blue flowers or small blue flowers that, I want to say corn flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know why. I feel they're more of something to do with the crop rather than actually a proper flower. So I don't know if there's fields or anything connected around these. They'd probably look very much like bluebells in England. bluebells, do you understand? But
yes.
I can see a field of these, and she's just showing them to me.
Okay.
She's talking about a Daniel. Who's Daniel?
Daniel. Oh, okay. Daniel is a, he's a cousin's husband who passed away, who was tragically killed 2 years ago.
Okay, darling. So he's coming to show his respects as well. And he's coming to say, I'm okay. Could you tell the family? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I also got a Peter now. Who's Peter around you?
That's my boyfriend.
I thought so. I knew you were going to say it was your boyfriend. I've got him now. Let's have a look and see what we're doing with him. April linking around him for some reason. I don't know if it's his birthday or something to do with April around him, or whether you hadn't connected with him since April. Do you understand this?
Yeah, April, I think he's taking a trip.
Ah, so that will be a distance. Okay. It's almost like there's issues around spending time together.
Yes.
Do you understand? And the emotional distance, the geographical distance creates an emotional distance. Okay? And he is helpless. This is work, and there's not much he can do about it.
¿Cómo está, mija? No, disculpa que no pude atenderte ahorita.
Okay, darling.
Un merito.
Are you still there?
Ajá.
You still there?
Dime, ¿qué pasó? Es que va a tardar con él ahorita que lo estaba esperando a él.
Hello.
Sí, quería ver lo de la
seguridad.
¿Qué seguridad se
me recomienda? I don't know. No, ahorita. La lady said no
talking
English language, not talking to me. Hello.
¿Me das toda la información? Sí. Va. Gusto de verte otra vez.
Oye, a mí también.
Okay. What I'm going to do is cut the call because I'm not getting anything back from the lady. Are you there, sweetheart?
15:18.
Hello. No, we cut the call. And Andrew, are you still there, sweetie?
yeah.
What's going on tonight? Can you believe it?
Crazy.
Secret codes in another language.
Yeah, I'll just cut this conversation and carry on somewhere else. Yeah.
I can't talk to somebody who's talking Spanish.
No.
Or whatever it was, you know.
It was so, Spanish, yeah.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, I know we've got people holding on the line as well, and I feel really bad. So the lady will probably re-listen back to the show. Medium Sarah May on Facebook if you want to get hold of me, sweetheart. Anybody wants to add me on Facebook, simple to do, Medium Sarah May. And I'll give you anything you want from that, any details to get in touch with me. Okay, so if she wants to do that, then please do, because I don't want to leave her without her reading. All right then. Okay, so who have we got next then? 818 we have. Andrew, do you want to take over with 818?
Yeah.
Are you there,
yeah.
Caller?
Hello?
Hello there. Who have we got calling in, please?
Lorena.
Lorena?
Yes.
Ah, pleased to talk to you, Lorena. Where are you calling in from, please?
California.
Right, okay. Well, Lorena, all I can say is welcome to the show, and thank you for hanging on there and waiting to talk to us tonight. And you did manage to get through eventually. But, Lorena, was there anything in particular you were calling about today, or was it just a general reading you were looking for, or to see how we get on?
I was hoping to get in contact with a loved one that has passed.
Okay, then. Right. Now, what I would say to you, Lorena, is send your thoughts up to them and tell themselves to get down here and have a chat to me, and we'll see what comes through, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that, and it's 50-50...
Sorry.
Your dog doesn't speak Spanish by any chance, does it?
No.
Okay.
I just popped out.
Okay, Lorena. Now, I have a lady here with me from the world of spirit, and I'll give some evidence as to who this lady is, and we'll see if that is somebody that fits in with you, okay? Now, this lady I've got here with me, I've got two people. There's a lady who I feel would have been very tall and thin. And when I say thin, I just feel that she would have appeared that way. Oh, and her words were she looked willowy. And I feel as though this is a way that she would have appeared throughout her life. And I feel as though she would have... I feel as though she would have been slim all her life, but really couldn't carry any weight. And I feel as though this was... it's almost a bit like what got her toward the end. I feel as though it's, you know, when you see some people who've got weight on them towards the end, you know, and they stop eating, it's a little bit like that, that's what carries them. And I feel as though this lady just didn't have the fight left in her at the end. So would you understand the lady like that at all in spirit, that I feel as though she was quite willowy and she was quite slim, but I feel as though she would have been like this all of her life. Would that make sense to you at all, Lorena?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, this lady's telling me here that she's drawing me to the throat, and particularly, I want to say her neck, but her throat area of her body. And she's telling me there was a problem here. And I feel that this lady either lost her speech or she couldn't communicate the way she wanted to towards the end of her life. So would this make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay. But she's also telling me that, well, I'm being made aware here that there was a problem with her throat, but she's telling me there was almost like secondary and tertiary problems here. And I feel she's making me aware of her eyes, and she's telling me that she had to close her eyes towards the end of her life because either there was discomfort or she was actually quite she's quite susceptible or had to avoid sunlight because it hurt her eyes, or natural light. So would you understand, if she wasn't in a darkened room, I feel as though she would have had to keep her eyes shut or wore dark glasses as well. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, then. And would you understand where this, I feel that this lady is mom here. Would you understand this as well?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for that, Lorena. Now, what mom's telling me here is, now, would you understand, now, I know moms and lots of female relatives might leave a ring or something, but this lady's telling me there is a bracelet that she left behind and a bracelet that was passed on that she wore. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, I'll ask her why she showed me that bracelet in a minute, and I need to come back to that. Okay. Right. And as I get this lady back with me.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just asking this lady to come back to me because she drifted off slightly. And would you understand with Mom here, Lorena, where she would have, I feel as though she would have drifted in and out of consciousness, or not just consciousness. She's telling me here that her conscious thoughts, so I feel here that she drifted off, or she was, it's almost like she was daydreaming. I feel as though not just falling asleep or going into a deep rest. I feel that when she was awake, she would drift off, and you would almost like, come, you know, hi mom, you know, it's me. Would you understand where it's almost like she would lost this? Sorry about that, but she's saying awareness. She lost her awareness around her, and particularly who people were, because she's telling me here that towards the end, I'm not saying she had a Right. Would you understand where mum... Well, she's telling me about a tumour that she would have had. Would you understand this, Lorena?
Yes.
Thank you. But your mum is talking about a condition with her brain, because she's telling me here that almost people had to remind her who they were, and then she'd go, oh, yes, yes, yes. But she would then drift off again, and I feel as though her attention span wasn't very long as well. Would you understand this as well?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's move on. Why is Mum here today? And this is what I want to get to. Mum's telling me here, Lorraine, that first of all, she's talking about a relationship around you, but she's talking about changes in your life. She said, you feel as though at the moment... that where you are in your life, and she's not giving anything away, but what she is telling me is that where you are in your life, you feel as though almost like, I want to say it's like a coat that doesn't fit. You feel as though what you're doing at the moment doesn't quite fit right in your life, but you're not quite sure which direction you should be going, but you know you've outgrown where you are now. Would you understand this, Lorena?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't. It doesn't really fit.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay. Well, Mom is talking here then. Okay, I'll expand on this slightly. Would you understand why Mom is telling me that you feel you've been going through a period where you've actually felt lost recently? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And it's almost like a sense of... would you understand as well? She's talking here almost like a sense of loss of direction. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because I've asked her to rephrase what she's told me here. And what she's explained to me here, would you understand, she's particularly talking about one close relationship where you're wondering which direction that is going in as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, Mum's not giving an awful lot away here. And what she's explained to me here, Lorraine, is that would you understand why Mum is telling me that going back in time and this the way she's explaining it to me, that you've often, you've not been able to, or she's actually telling me that in your life you've often relied on other people and you've lent on other people for support, and she's not giving anything away, but what she's saying, you've lent on people's support throughout your life to get you over humps and to through certain, I want to say, because she's explained to me there's been a number, 3 or 4 serious sort of humps in your life that you had to get over, and she's telling me where you've lent heavily, and particularly when she was fit and healthy, you would turn to her for advice and support. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And Mum's telling me at the moment that you're looking for this this guidance and this almost, you know, somebody's opinion to, you know, to seeking an opinion about which way you should go now. And what all Mum's telling me is that, Lorraine, if I may say so, and I'll be very, very blunt with this, Mum is telling me that, and forgive me for saying this, but I can only tell you what she's telling me, is whether you can take this or not, now is the time to stand tall, stand proud, and be the woman that you've always longed to be. And she's telling me now is the time for you to take control of your own life, and not to be at the behest of other people, and for other people to be, I'll use the word, getting you to do their bidding for them. So I've just been told it's time up and I've got to get off here. But what I would say is, Lorena, please, please take this from Mum. It's time to stand tall, stand proud, and take the bull by the horns and go the way you want in your life and not the way you want with other people. So I will leave that with you, and thank you for calling in, Lorena.
Can you just tell me, is there a male with her? Is there a man, a younger man?
Lorena, sweetheart, we're coming quite close to the end of the show. If you want to connect with Andrew, Andrew, how will she connect in with you?
My website, there's a link on there. But Lorena, I did have a younger man, a very stockily built man, a very strong looking man, and I feel as though he would have only been between 36 and 40 when he passed. But I really will have to go now, Lorena. So if that sounds about right, then please contact me, okay? And I will leave love of spirit with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew, thanks for popping that in there for her. I know when people ask, it's really difficult, isn't it? Because we need to finish off, and it's almost like request is that it's absolutely fantastic. Do you know something? We've got a big announcement here, Andrew. Are you all ready for this?
Well, news to me, but go on, yeah.
Are you all ready to listen to this?
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd on the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There we go, Andrew.
Okay,
now, what do you think about that?
I tell you what, it was it startled me, to be honest with you. Mike, I do think you've got the sexiest voice in the world, okay?
Oh, not allowed to do that. No, you are.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Brilliant.
There you go. One live vote for Mike Davis. Sexy voice. Okay.
No. I got to pull you up there.
Go on then.
I've had more than one live out. I really have. I've had umpteen live outs. Because I have this knack. Whenever we get a guest on, whenever we get a call in, I ask them.
See? You do, Mark. You
I do. So, you know, lots of live outs. Keep them coming in. Keep them coming. Even in the chat room, keep them coming.
Keep them coming, guys.
Vote Mike Davis.
So, Andrew, what did you think about that ad? Is that the first time you've heard it? We've been trying to get it in all night.
Oh, do you know what? I saw that in the chat room, actually, saying, what about the ad? What about the ad? Let's get the ad in next. So, yeah. Well, there we go. We made it in there, didn't we? And unlike me with my show that was only an hour, Sarah, we've got a little bit of time to play with it. I was always up against it, and I'd have about 20 seconds left and then just get cut off. So I think I got it right about once, but we've had plenty of time to get Mike's ad in. So I think we should play it again before we go, but that's just my opinion.
I don't know how we are for time. I wanted you to sort of just to say thank you to you for sharing this evening with us. And coming back, and we'll book you in to come back in again, Andrew.
Yeah,
so everybody, is that okay with you?
Well, by all means, sir, yeah, and hopefully in the new year, yeah.
Lovely. Definitely, Andrew, definitely want you back in. You know, you created the energy for the show, and I think it's nice for you to keep dipping back in as well. And it's nice for the people that used to listen to you regularly every Thursday to be able to reconnect with you as well.
Mike, that's no problem as well, mate. Thank you. But what I'll say is, Sarah, it's always so difficult because that last lady that was there, and I'll say this very quickly, I know her mum was there, and I know there was a younger man, and they were both sort of edging. And what I've learned as I've developed over the years is that, you know, I've actually had it where, I've had a condition where I've said to, you know, one lady, or this man here with one leg and there's a man with a glass eye. And she said, well, my dad had a glass eye and my uncle had a wooden leg. And, you know, it's only when sometimes people say to you, oh, that's two different people. But sometimes the difficulty is recognizing. But that lady and that man just then came through individually, very, very strong, both trying to push the way in. And I had a bit of a job sort of making sure that I only spoke to one of them at once. And it was the young man that this lady wanted to talk to. So hopefully Lorraine will get in touch with me and maybe we can take it from there.
Yes, Andrew, we've given you details out, sweetheart. And again, Andrew D on Facebook and myself, Medium Sarah May on Facebook, Mike Davis, Medium on Facebook as well. He's got two accounts. Go for the second one. He's got the posh suit on with the second one. The other one's full up because he's got lots of friends. I would like to say thank you very much for all you wonderful people in chat who've been pumping your hearts. Thank you to all of you lovely listeners. Absolutely, thank you so much for Andrew D. My behind the scenes Mr. P and his lovely wife Carol, and Mikey Davis for always being there and being a strong support. Have a lovely week, and we'll see you next week. We'll be talking to you next week.
That always catches me.
How have you been doing? Did you ever think about me and you and all the things we used to do, the times that we've shared? Well, I've been looking for love and affection. It's brought me back in your direction. Even though we've been apart, you're part of my soul. Okay, I know
I was a fool to lose my faith in you.
But girl,
before you go,
I want you to know
I think of you every day.
Things really, the mistakes that I've paid for daily, taking love for granted only leaves you alone. Well, if we talk, you would understand that time has made me a better man. And with your love behind me, there's nowhere I can go. So
take a chance on me.
You'll see
it's where you need to be.
If your heart is telling you so, you'll know what I know.
Think of you every day.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.